this idea about the difference between what we would look for if we were searching for intelligent life versus artificial intelligent life. Is there any difference? I mean, how would a computer be trying to contact us differently than some organic life form?
Well, I wish I knew the answer to that, Ian, because I think that you've hit on something that to me seems pretty reasonable, and that is that a lot of the intelligence out there might not be, you know, the kind of soft, squishy aliens that we see in the movies, and we usually
right.
assume, you know, the alien's going to be, they're going to be somewhat like us, except they have gray complexions or something. I mean, you know,
right.
the facts are that it may be possible to have artificial intelligence. There are certainly people working on it here on Earth, and they say they're close to building a machine that can think. They've been saying that for a long time, of course, but you know, maybe one of these days they'll do it. And the whole point about artificial intelligence is if you can do it, if you can get it started, it you know, improves very quickly because it's not stuck with Darwinian evolution the way we evolve. I mean, it takes a long time for us to change very much. You have to go through hundreds, maybe thousands of generations before you get any really significant change for humans. But if you had a thinking machine, just look at how fast we've gone from the very simple Apple IIs, the 1970s, to what we have on our desktops today. It just, you know, the curve is very sharp for improving machines. So if you ever do invent machine intelligence, if the aliens ever invented machine intelligence, the machines would quickly outstrip those little squishy guys. And so I think that it's not unreasonable to assume that there might be some, you know, a lot of the intelligence in the universe might be machines. So the question is, could SETI, you know, find thinking machines as opposed to thinking ordinary biological aliens? And I you know, that just depends on what machines do. What do thinking machines do? Do they build big transmitters? Do they build big lasers? And the answer is, we don't know the answer, because we don't know what they're like.
Or does a big machine feel the need to even communicate with anybody?
Yeah.
I mean, it would be so impractical, it would seem, for a big machine to need to do that, but there's an emotional component to an organic being to want to be a part of something bigger than itself, it would seem. I mean, the history of humankind is, you know, even if it's just, you know, trade, that somehow there's this need to travel beyond one's birthplace. So I could see it from an organic, but would it take an inorganic machine to find another machine? So maybe we're doing the right thing by having all these computers trying to find it. Maybe the computers could find something that we don't even know it's looking for.
Well, the computers we use aren't terribly smart. I mean, they're just your desktop. But, I mean, in the end, you're asking, what are the interests and motives of machine intelligence? And, you know, obviously we don't know the answer to that. And maybe they just sit around and never communicate, never send out any signals. They just sort of sit there as a big lump of circuitry and play solitaire from now until the death of the universe.
Right.
Sounds a little dull to me, but maybe dull doesn't mean anything to them.
Right.
I think, though, you could hypothesize this. I mean, if you were a thinking machine, one thing that might interest you to do is to gather information. It's usually assumed that they would, you know, they want to do something. I mean,
right.
So gathering information might mean making sort of daughter machines, if you will, that you send out as probes, and they go out and explore other parts of the universe, and they send back information. So now you've got a communication link between you and your probes. You know, space is dangerous. It never seems very dangerous on TV, but it's actually a dangerous place. And so if you were really a thinking machine and you'd spent 5 billion years accumulating good information and playing a lot of crossword puzzles, you know, you'd want to back yourself up, because in case you ran into some space junk and got wiped out, you'd want to have a backup copy. So maybe you have a backup that's, you know, half a light year away, and you communicate back and forth with it to keep everything updated. I mean, I don't know, but it's, you know, it's quite possible that even machine intelligence would be interested, would have some use for making signals that we might possibly detect.
But again, maybe machine intelligence doesn't feel the need to contact human intelligence. And maybe machine intelligence is only interested in talking to other machines. When we go to another, you know, island, we don't go up and start talking to the flora and the fauna, right? We would try to contact another human first. So maybe that's what the machines are trying to do, and we just don't have the technology to be able to receive that information. We can't, until we build something, we can't know whether they're doing it or not.
Yeah, well, I have to say there's a lot of people I know who talk to their cats, so maybe they are talking to the local fauna in any case.
But. Well, fair enough, but I mean, you see what I'm saying? I mean, it's just that may be something that's going on, again, right now, and we just don't have the receptors to be able to hear it or to be able to recognize it as being what it is.
Yeah, it's certainly possible. I mean, I can imagine that the machines are just, it would be like, as you say, us walking out into the backyard and starting a conversation with the ants. We're not about to do that, and maybe the machines are not communicating with us intentionally. That doesn't mean that we couldn't pick up a signal, right? Because you might just intercept a signal that really wasn't intended for you at all. You're just in the way, as it were. And you pick that up. But, you know, unfortunately, this leads you into an era where you really don't have any information, because what you're talking about here, of course, is alien sociology. Not just alien sociology, you're talking about the sociology of thinking machines. And, you know, our data on that is pretty minimal. We don't know a thing about it. So, although it's interesting to think about it, I don't think you should stop the experiment simply because it's possible that 99% of all the intelligence in the universe is machines, which have no interest in sending a signal that might hit the Earth.
Right.
You know, if you don't look, you won't find anything, that's for sure. And that's kind of the bottom line for SETI, I think, that there are a lot of things you don't know. But one thing you do know, and that is sitting on your hands and saying, I can't do this, probably isn't going to lead you to success, and at least there's a chance the other way.